have designated 13 vote centers, and this means that a voter can go to any one of the 13 vote centers. You do not need to go near where you live specifically. If you're working, you know, if there's a vote center in the area where you work, which there probably should be and will be, then you can certainly go to that vote center, or you're out running errands that day and happen to pass by, say, for instance, the Sioux Falls Arena, you can stop in there and vote. And what allows us to do this is we're using electronic poll books, or e-poll books, as we call them. And people may remember the big paper printouts with everyone's name in it. Well, now they're on the computer system, and that allows us to have citizens go to any of the 13 vote centers. And those vote centers are also listed on our election page.
We've done this for some time now. Do you think residents are getting accustomed to vote centers?
Well, I hope so. I believe they're starting to get used to it. We do get a lot of positive comments. There's still, you know, once in a while we hear from someone that says it's just not convenient for them. But one thing that we also want to stress is that 10 of the 13 vote centers are actually on the city's bus routes. And so if someone was used to just being able to walk down the street to an elementary school, they certainly can take a bus and get to 10 of the 13. And we have strategically placed them throughout the city of Sioux Falls so that, you know, they're close to where people live or close to where people work so that everyone can access the centers.
And let's talk a little bit about sample ballots. They're available. What do I need to remember there, Lori?
Well, we do. We have sample ballots available, and those are, again, on our city's website. We have them at a number of locations throughout Sioux Falls. They're at the main library downtown and all of the branch libraries. We have them at the county administration building, at City Hall, and then also at the Instructional Planning Center. And the sample ballot will give you all the items to be voted on this particular election, including the candidates for school board, for the mayor, for the four city council races, and then we have three charter amendments, and then we also have four ballot questions that were brought forth by the citizens. So it is important to take a look at that sample ballot so that you know your issues before you get to the vote centers.
And just have to remember where your district or what district you live in?
Correct. When you do go to vote at any of the vote centers, once your name is entered into the system, that will generate the correct ballot for you for where you live. Because you're right, every citizen that lives within the city limits will vote for the mayor, will vote for two at-large council members. But depending on what part of Sioux Falls you live in, you may or may not be voting for the central district council members or the southeast district council members. And so by going to the vote centers, that will generate the correct ballot for you.
And then polls will be open on Tuesday, April 8th from?
From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Absentee voting will be taken care of at the Minnehaha County Administration Building in the County Auditor's Office. So absentee voting is available from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then also the Saturday before the election, we as well will be open down there for absentee voting from 8 a.m. until noon.